Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When Christ appears, you will be like him in all of his glory. Have you ever wondered how your loved ones, what your loved ones are doing now? Being with Jesus, sitting at his feet. Are they worshiping him, singing hymns? Are they waiting for us to be there with him? John, in the book of Revelation, gives us insight to what our loved ones are feeling. He says, in heaven, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. It sounds perfect. There's no sin in heaven. But here on earth, we miss them. We wish we could touch them, kiss them, and love them. But death is the reality because of sin. And in our text for this morning, we see John promising the church that one day we will see Jesus. Because of God's love, has made them his children and us his children. Thus, when Christ returns, we will appear like him in all of his glory. Your loved ones here were faithful martyrs of the faith, with Christ as their head. Our text reads, "The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." This week, we have been celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Huge festivities have taken place. And when we think about the Reformation, we think about Martin Luther. And Martin Luther was big into reading Scripture. And when he read Scripture, he realized, well, wait a second. These indulgences, Scripture doesn't talk about indulgences. Scripture doesn't talk about the celebrating of the Mass. Scripture talks about faith alone, Christ who has justified us in his death and resurrection. And well, the Pope and the Roman Church had issues with this. And they called Luther a rebel, a heretic, even a devil. All because he was a Christian. And they excommunicated him from the church. And would have put him to death if they had the chance. See, all saints throughout history are called to martyrdom. Jesus says, everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. The saints' confession is bold, unwavering, relentless. Nothing can separate them from the love of God. However, the world hates sin, hates the church. Jesus says, you will be persecuted on account of my name in this world. Paul echoes this to Timothy when he says, anyone who wishes to live a Christian life will be persecuted. And we also see this when God promises to Adam and Eve that there will be enmity brought between the children of the devil and the children of God. The church will always have an enemy trying to snatch your faith away from you. And even today, many of us are aware that times are getting difficult here in America. We are seeing our own sort of persecution. Recently at the seminary, we had Baronel Stutzman come speak to the seminary community. Her story is that she's a florist in Washington State, and she refused to give a gay wedding flowers. Now the government is trying to take away her business because of her Christian confession. Just like Farinelle, you today are asked to make the bold confession of faith. But when Christ returns, we will be like him in all of his glory. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. You are children of God. You are redeemed by the blood of Christ. You truly deserve death on account of sin, but Christ has adopted you as his own. The Greek word used for love is agape, sacrificial, unconditional, God's steadfast covenantal love towards his people. God's agape sent Christ to earth. Christ, in his earthly ministry, saw the Pharisees and the religious leaders conspire to kill him because of his message. They spit on him, hit him, nailed him to the cross because he confessed that he was the Son of God, Beelzebub in the flesh, as the Pharisees called him. But on the cross, Christ held the sins of the world. He held your pain, your trials, your fear of a proper confession. And at the cross, he defeated the devil's tyranny against the church. Because as Christ breathed his last breath, darkness surrounded Calvary. Hell swallowed whole. The trumpet sounded in heaven. Christ took the wrath of God you deserved. And this centurion confesses, surely you are the Son of God. 3 days later, the devil's tyranny ended. The stone rolled from the tomb. No body laid there. Christ rose from the dead, the firstborn of the resurrection. Sin, death, and the devil conquered by Christ, death, and resurrection. Rejoice and be glad. His resurrection opened the gateway for you to appear like him, to receive eternal life. It's like the Easter hymn that we sing. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was dead. He lives my ever-living head. Jesus is our ever-living head. And he is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. When Christ returns, we will appear like him in all his glory. Christ gives us hope of his return. John writes in verse 3, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. As Lutherans, we consider our present suffering a time of the now and not yet. We have eternal life. Before Christ, we are declared righteous, made holy, but yet we are still living in sin. We don't obey God, and we don't obey our neighbor. And the trials of this world still test our faith in God. But Christ has given you hope in him in your baptism. For in your baptism, he purified you. He washed you whole. Your baptismal life becomes a walk of faith, believing in him. And it's in this baptismal life that Christ loves your grandchildren. It is in the baptismal life you walk in your baptism, when you spend time with your spouse, when you read a story to your grandchild, when you live out your vocation in your daily life. This is what truly pleases God. For he says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So even if the devil comes to you and tells you that you are going to die, tell him this. So you're right, devil, I will die. But there is one who died in my place. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God. And where he is, I will also be, because he conquered you on the cross and he rose again so that you will be with him forever. For your faith finds comfort and peace where he promises to be in the Lord's Supper. At the Lord's Supper, Christ gives you his body and blood. He says, take, eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Because he remembers you during your earthly pilgrimage. He knows your pain, your troubles, your weaknesses. And he holds you in his arms and he strengthens you to make that bold confession. So that the confession that your loved ones has made, you too will make when your moment of death comes. Because Christ is the one who has given you that faith. And what comfort it is to know that our loved ones are still with us. That at the Lord's Supper, we don't just commune with those here at Southwest Lutheran Church, but we commune with the archangels and the angels and all the company of heaven. We commune with all the saints on earth. And we commune with our loved ones. They are here with us as we boldly proclaim Christ's death and resurrection when we receive his body and blood. How humbling, awe-striking it truly is that God would want to dwell with men and give them eternal life. The ever-present trials of this world are dark, lonely, and we wonder how our loved ones boldly confessed Christ. But when we long for the day that we will be reunited with our Lord and Savior and our loved ones. But when Christ returns, we will be with him in all his glory. As he comes down from heaven, he will transform our bodies into perfect bodies. Sin will be no more. All that will be left is Christ. And we will glorify him night and day. Be of good cheer, children of God. Christ is coming soon. Amen. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.